The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely and amazing Tasha and Brian Roberts. They are in Phoenix, Arizona. This is one of the few times I'm in Phoenix. My guests are in Phoenix. If we thought about it, we could have just like met in person, but we're way too cool for that. We're all over Zoom. These guys started ASAP Construction Cleanup in April 2019. They specialize in, as you might have guessed, post-construction cleanup, window cleaning, power washing. It may come out that they are our clients. And for those of you that are fans of the show, you know, I don't recommend construction cleanup, stuff like that, move in, move out. I believe we're helping them transition out. I'm not trying to shame them. I just don't want to hear the podcast go, wait a sec, if they're clients, they should be doing other stuff. I know, we're aware, we're working on it. So be nice to Team Roberts as they tell their story. The reason we have them here is I love, you know, we do a lot of coaching. So if you're like, I just want to hear my coach, there's like 500 episodes of that. It's enough already. For those of you like, I want to hear other people that are having similar struggles or kind of overcame some stuff. That is what we're doing today. So anything I missed in the introduction, team Tasha/Brian, that you'd like to add about you, your company, your family, crap talk about me, my family, whatever you want.
No.
This is going to be a long podcast if I do all of that. I should have told you earlier, it's totally okay for you guys to speak even out loud. Deal?
Deal.
We can talk about how we started and everything like that.
Yeah. Tell us, if you don't mind, what was your like pre-cleaning company lives?
Okay. So I guess we should start with our cleaning company is owned by a corporation called ASAP Door. So we're owned by another construction company that does doors, glass, custom steel. So I took that company over. It's a family owned company, took it over about 5 years ago. And then about 2 years ago, Brian and I decided to add another division, which was the cleaning. So we've kind of just been in the construction industry for a while. Brian's been in it for a lot longer than I have. So it just made sense to focus in that field still. So that's why we started with post-construction cleanup.
Cool. I'm so glad that you said that. So I will give Team Roberts a little bit of coaching that I think will be good for the whole. And then we'll kind of get back to the narrative because I'm dying to hear all the details. So just for all of you guys who are like, Mike, just like construction. I owned a construction company. I've coached a ton of construction companies. Certainly if you guys have a construction company that owns this company, honest to goodness, that's even, in my opinion, that's even more reason to diversify into commercial cleaning. One of our largest clients that we've coached, I think they were doing like 40 or 50 million a year. They did mostly construction, very similar to what you're saying. That's what made me remind. And they wanted it. They saw that construction. And again, I was in construction. So I found this, it's very cyclical. So you can have a good 3 or 5, sometimes even a 10-year run. And then things get wonky and it gets nasty. So they were going into commercial cleaning. Cause they're like, hey, we want something that's not cyclical, right? Good business, bad business. No one's gonna fire their cleaners. I shouldn't say no one. Commercial people aren't gonna fire their cleaners. They might grind you on price a little more, or like try and chintz you on the bill, but you know, a real company is going to just have paid cleaning services. So I would encourage everybody that's like, hey, I'm going to, because we do have a lot of folks in Cleaning Nation, like I've got a different business and I'm considering adding, either changing to or adding residential or commercial cleaning to it. I'm a big fan of diversification. So yeah, I wouldn't want all my eggs in. One of the reasons we don't coach doing construction cleanup is it's very cyclical. A, it's hard to scale and a bunch of other stuff, but B, it's cyclical, right? So right now I'm in Phoenix. I can see a crane there. There's a high rise going up there. I think if I look over there, like there is construction, man. It is.
But we did it.
That won't be the case. It won't be the case forever, right? Maybe we got a year, maybe we got 5, who knows, but at some point it shall cease. All right. So I'm actually fascinated by the whole story. You took over a bot, like, was this a family? So it sounds like you had a family business, Tasha, or your family had a business?
Yeah. So yes. I'll tell kind of a sad story. So sorry in advance. So
the spoiler alert, we have a sad one. Yeah. Fast forward a minute and come back when we're all smart. Yeah.
So I was working in finance before, corporate America.
But that's terrible. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I liked it, but my family started this company back in 99, my mom and dad. But in 2016, they were in a motorcycle accident together. So they were both taken out in the hospital for months. So the family kind of stepped in. I quit my job, stepped in and took over the business. They were really never able to fully come back. So I just took it over from there, either take it over or sell it. And it was not, unfortunately, at the point where we could sell it. So yeah, I took over from there and just have been learning ever since. And then Brian joined me a few years ago.
So a couple of things. First, this is like my public service announcement. I've met enough nurses. I won't go near a motorcycle. Like, we're all going to die. Heart attack, high speed car accident where I'm out, I will take it. But I am so sorry. Motorcycle accidents are just terrifying. So I'm so sorry.
Absolutely.
Yes. So there's your public service announcement, guys, gals. I know I sound like old man Campion, but you know, even if you want to go fast in a car, fine. You got something. Those motorcycles are just terrifying. So second, it sounds like it's so funny having coached hundreds of people. It's like you hear a different story of how people got into the business. And as soon as you're like, I've heard them all, this will be some version of what I've heard. It's like, nope, there's a brand new one. So it sounds like your family had this business and you're like, I'm going to go do my own thing. I've got, you know, it's not like you're the heir apparent. You had your own life, your own deal, you had a happy job. The parents needed you. And I love that you, and says the family, do you have brothers and sisters that came in and helped as well?
They did short term. My sister kind of moved in with my parents, became their caregiver. That's not my personality, so I wasn't able to help in that way, but I was like, hey, I can take over the business. I can figure it out. So I did that. And then I have a little brother who's 10 years younger than me. So he was too young to help at the time, but he since has joined the business. So yeah, it's still within the family, which is awesome.
Well, congrats on the family, because you had your own life. I'm sure your sister had her own life. And I love how she's like, well, this is my skill set and I'm going to jump in and serve them directly, you know, as caretakers, which is just awesome. And I love that you're like, I just got to be honest with you and myself. That's not probably what I'm going to be best at, but I can serve. That doesn't mean I'm not willing. So I love that you guys took it over. That's such a sweet, sweet thing. And then Brian, what's your whole, how did you get sucked into this?
Well, I set towel for like 10 years.
Holy
up heck. Until April of 2019. And I just decided that I'm getting too old.
I was keep doing that. I don't know how old you are, but
I'm 35.
Oh shit. He looks like, no, just kidding. I'm like, I would drop dead if I try to set tile for a week.
Fumble. Yeah.
So even at 35, that's a young man's game. Like laying tile.
Yes. My body was starting to break down. So I decided, we decided to start the cleaning company. Something that's a little bit easier on my body and where I wouldn't have to be out there doing that manual labor anymore. Because I want to live.
I want to live.
Good. I want to be able to do stuff when I get older.
Yeah, that's a fine goal. It's hard to argue with that one, buddy. Like,
yeah.
So the one thing I want to say before we move forward, having coached hundreds of folks, there's almost always two scenarios when something happens, and it's not always car accident or motorcycle accident, heart attack or stress, or just things happen, right? We think it's infrequent, and it is, but it's not never. We've just had dozens of stories of people having to leave their business unexpectedly for months at a time, health or just whatever. There's happens more often than you think, right? If you had a business for 20, 30 years, I would say the chances are very, very good that's going to happen at least once, and more than once is probably more than half of a chance. So my encouragement to everybody is please, please, please get the systems and processes in place. Like, God bless the Roberts family Tasha and your family that had siblings that would step in and help, but that's not always the case, right? Like they're not interested, or they're too young, or they're just whatever. They got their own thing going on. So it was pretty cool. And Tasha might be like, I don't think it was all that cool, because I was the one I had to step in, but from an outside perspective, it's pretty cool that you had that, but most of the time it's not. So I want to encourage guys, gals that are like, hey, I think I should systematize. I should really kind of get my things together. There's just another reason of, you know, it's almost, if you're in the game long enough, it's not if, it's when. We're just physically unable to even for us, like my father-in-law passed away a while back and we were just done for a week. And real important that thing runs without us, as opposed to finding out at that point, like on top of a passing in the family, oh, by the way, your business is also crushed if you don't go in. It's a crappy place. So I would love to hear your guys' experience with that. How did you feel walking into a business that, yeah, what was that experience like?
It was hard because it very much ran on my parents. My dad was in the field. My mom knew the office. It was all old school, paperwork and everything like that. And I had to systematize a lot of things, and make a lot of changes to where it could run a little bit better by, on its own. It's still not there. But
scary.
Yeah. It was scary trying to walk into that, but it taught us how to now set up a business to where you can leave, hopefully, or if something were to happen, it doesn't fall apart. So, we learned the hard way.
It's definitely my nature, learning the hard way.
Yeah, but our whole coaching business is based on me spending 20 years banging my head in a wall, learning the hard way, and then going, hey, give me some money and I'll show you how not to make the dumb. You can make better, smarter mistakes than the dumb mistakes I made. So I love that. That's hard way is not the most fun teacher, but it certainly is effective.
Yes.
So, Brian's like, here, you preach.
I'm the best at it.
Brian's like, I'm in. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
I love the story up until that point. What made you kind of take a left turn or start saying, hey, we want to add construction cleanup?
Well, we already had the contacts in the construction industry with my background in the construction industry. And then the door company been around for 20 years. We already had multiple relationships that were willing to give us a chance. So we knew there was a market in it because there's so much construction going on out here. And we decided to take it and run with it.
I think we just wanted to build something that was our own. And we saw the opportunity there and have all the contacts and relationships built. So we just went from there. But yeah, we are learning a lot how it can be hard to keep up with all these big projects and income up and down. We're learning a lot.
And I love that. That's any entrepreneur that's good and honest will say that. I'm learning a lot. Right. So again, we have a whole team of people and our whole job is to teach other business owners how to own businesses. I invest anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000 a year in my own education to still get better. So every, again, honest entrepreneur that really is a good entrepreneur will say, I'm learning a lot. The people like, oh, I got this down, I'm good, are usually the biggest knuckleheads. The people that probably need to learn the least are the ones that invest the most in their own learning. Right. So I love that attitude of, I'm a bright human being and I've learned a lot, but I'm still learning a lot.
Every day.
Yeah. And again, that's going to happen. It's just what you're saying is admitting I'm going to absorb that information and change, or just go, I know everything and I'm a full cup and there's no room for anything else. Like, okay, let me know how that works for you.
Yeah. That's the case.
Right. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe that's called get a job time, frankly. Awesome. So, gosh, I should know this, but I don't. How did we connect? What made you all reach out to us? And
I started listening to your podcast when we were entertaining the idea about starting the company. I just started listening to your podcast, trying to get ideas, learn, because I've never had a cleaning company before. I was an installer my entire life, never cleaned anything really. And we just been listening to your podcast off and on for the last couple of years. And then Tasha started listening to it here, last few months?
Yeah, I just started listening to it. I'm not even sure. I think we filled out a form or something like that. And one of the coaches called us and we just went from there.
So two things. One, I want to encourage all of y'all when, this is, again, during this podcast, I do the best that we can in little 20-minute chunks to kind of give a small snippet of the value that we're able to give our clients over a longer period of time. So first, I'll kind of tell you how we get clients that you guys can knock off, not just Team Roberts, but Cleaning Nation. And then second, I'm going to ask you guys, what's the most impactful thing you've learned so far? So you can kind of distill your experience that you've had with us down to the listeners, and they can hopefully get some value. So hopefully you guys heard, I listened to the podcast, and that you could write down a note, start a podcast, which is fine. Podcasts are amazing. I highly recommend that. But that's not really the concept. The real concept is find out what your people want and give value first. Ideally for free or at a very low, ridiculous cost. And if you do that enough times, certainly in a way that's scalable, right? The podcast, we're recording this one time and thousands of people will listen to it over the next 5 or 10 years, but I only had to do it once. But you know, sometime 3 years from now, some guy will be driving down going, I love that guy. I want to do business with them. So find a way that's scalable, i.e. one to many, to give value to your people before you ask for anything. Right. So perfect example. They're like, I don't even know how we signed up. We listened to the podcast. We kind of got to be fans. Somehow we got on the phone with somebody that tried to help us and they, you know, here we are. So I would highly encourage that, right? If we just started with me calling them, which I could actually do, I could physically come down there and call on you, which is we can't say for 99% of our clients, said, hey guys, I'm a great business coach and we've got a great team here and give me some money and we'll help you. The response probably would have been tepid at best. Like they were kicking us off, right? But when you said, hey, here's a bunch of value that, again, the key being one to many, scalable, right? If I had to call them and say, hey, let me do free coaching one-on-one to everybody, then I couldn't scale. But if we do something that's one to many, you can do that. So that would be kind of my encouragement for a Clean Nation out there of like, hey, how do we get clients? Find a way to give value that's one to many, that's scalable, that you can do it once and many people can look at it. You could write a book, you could do a video, you could hold a speak in front of a group, you could do a podcast, you could do a YouTube channel, Instagram, lots and lots of ways with social media to do that, but give value first, ask for something second. All right. So how about you guys? What's the big, my favorite questions I love hearing, and it's a different answer every time, even though our content's the same. The experience that people get is different. What's the hardest thing we asked you to do? And did you do it or not? And how'd that work out? And what's the best thing that you're like, oh my gosh, here's, you know, for all of you guys that don't want to, you know, pay for coaching, here's what we got. Here, go take it for free and go get it.
I would say the hardest thing is more the mindset thing to get past changing our clientele, trying to break into different markets. Brian's more of the person to be having those conversations. And I think he's just had a hard time.
That's been the hardest for me.
Overcoming that, that mindset shift.
Before you go into the kind of the best or low hanging fruit, let me encourage Clean Nation. I wish I could say there's a way to get around that. I can just tell you what to do and you don't have to change who you are, how you think at all. Just do A, B, and C and you'll be rich. Or even better, what people really want is just give me a bunch of money and I'll give you the magic secret or fairy dust and everything will be easy. And that doesn't exist. So I love, again, same with the, we're all going to learn and grow or not learn and grow, but we all have the opportunity. I love that for everybody, the biggest change is going to be the mindset. For most, that's the hardest part. Just most people don't recognize it. So I love that it's hard to like really dive into it and so you recognize it. So I love that you guys are going, changing who we are and how we look at the world. That's first. And then what do I do and in what order? As long as we got the right Tosh and the right Brian, the what do you do is fairly easy. If we've got the wrong mindset, let me tell you what to do till the cows come home, y'all will struggle. So I love, that's very insightful. And I think you guys are still new in the program. So it's not like they're graduating at the end. So for where you are, that's excellent insight. I would agree just 1,000%, Tosha. All right.
Definitely the hardest part.
Yes. Good news is I've seen you guys, and by the way, me and the other coaches kind of talk, you know, behind your back's always positive. And we've all agreed you guys are really doing the work and moving forward. And we're proud of you. I promise you, we would have reached out to you if there's some sort of like, oh, they're off track there. So it's okay. If you're like, I feel like we're not moving, or I feel like we're stuck, or I feel like we're like, yeah, that's part of the, like, that's called stepping outside of your comfort zone and feeling like, oh, this is different than what I'm used to. I don't think I like it. Like, yeah, but you're doing it. So proud of you both. All right. That said, everyone's like, oh, that all sounds terrible. I don't want that. What's the big easy thing that we actually do, and how's that worked? That would bring the most value ideally to our listeners.
We are still new in it, but I think, the biggest change we've made so far, which is simple and we should have done it sooner, was, changing everyone to be, paid on the same way. We changed everyone to be W-2 employees and we outsourced our payroll to Paychex because we were doing it in-house, which I don't know why, but, but now,
save money.
And it's not even expensive. I don't know why we didn't look into it sooner. So outsourcing that takes a lot of stress off of us. So just trying to start systematizing things has been really helpful for us. And I think it'll help us scale as well.
So again, Clean Nation, just like when I mentioned the podcast, the goal wasn't start a podcast immediately. It was, how do I give to my customers one to many? When they say we outsourced our payroll and kind of streamlined the way that we, our legal relationship with our employees and our, the way that we pay them, please don't write down hire ADP or Paychex or whatever. They're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. Write down, what am I doing that I shouldn't be doing, right? What what am I doing? The system is Tasha or Mike or Brian do this repetitive task that's kind of low value that I'm constantly doing that stops me from taking vacation. And how can I pay someone maybe that's better at it than I? So love that. Just looking at it. And it's funny too, because I love that you're like, it wasn't like Mike said something genius. You're like, oh my gosh, we never thought of that. It was more just going, is that important? Should we do that? Yeah, it is. Okay. Like some of it is just being reminded of almost what we know, but didn't do. Right. And I love that you guys are coachable enough to go, yeah, that makes sense. We can make our lives 12% easier every payroll until the end of time. All right. I feel like we've covered a ton. I want to give you guys the final word. Any encouragements, warnings, bits of advice, any verbal words of service? I'll let you each go for Cleaning Nation. We'll call it a day.
I'm going to say, listen to Mike. He knows what he's talking about.
I'm going to put on a loop for my wife. I don't know. What it is.
I've learned so much in such a few weeks that people need to listen to you. I know it is hard, but just listen to you. You know what you're talking about and stick with it and it will come around.
And I'll even take it a step further, guys, gals. I really appreciate the kind words from you, Brian, but I want to encourage everybody. It's not about me or growing cleaning company team. It's about finding a coach, someone that's done what you want to do repeatedly and has a system to do it. So if you're digging us, feel free to reach out. We'll see if we can help you. If you're like, yeah, screw you, you're just trying to sell stuff, then fine, don't buy my stuff. It's okay, right? We don't need your money. But don't go, so I'm going to keep banging my head against the wall and do the same damn thing. So not so much you have to find Mike and listen to him. It's find a Mike that works for you and listen to him or her, right? So really find someone you trust to get that has demonstrated the ability to get the results that you want. Ideally, coach some multiple other people to get those same results and that you're a core values match. When you find that guy or gal that you trust, listen to them, right?
Absolutely.
Anyone give all the money in the world is not going to help their business a nickel, right? But if you start doing the things we actually do, that could be transformative. So excellent encouragement, Brian. Find a mentor, find someone that's done it. And just be like, well, that guy knows, as opposed to banging my head for 20 years. Maybe he can help me and I can only bang my head for a couple months. Tasha, what's your parting words of wisdom to Clean Nation?
I guess I would just play off of what you said, finding kind of like that community that is similar to us and we can talk about our struggles and everything with has been really impactful because we haven't been able to really talk to anyone about what's going on in our business. I mean, our family and friends know about it, but that's about it. You know, they don't understand. So finding the community has been awesome. And personally for me, I mean, the content also helps me with my other business and running that. And, you know, it's a service business and it's been helpful all around. So.
Yeah. I don't want you guys to miss that because it sounds kind of like soft and frou-frou-y, like, oh, it sucks to be lonely. Find other people so you're not lonely. But that's a big, like, solid business principle. When I started 20 years ago, the internet existed, but not like this, right? There weren't all these communities. So as much as, like Brian said, find a mentor or a team or a group of people that know what to do, that's probably it's definitely super helpful in terms of getting your goals. But the combination of that and a community of other human beings that are where you're at, it's super lonely. So like when Brian and Tasha have a disagreement, they get one vote each. And it's like, well, what do we do? Who do we talk to, right? You go talk to your high school friends, you know, about buying a $50,000 piece of equipment. They're like, I make $42,000 a year, you a-hole. Like they're not interested. They don't know. They just can't get it. Or employees quitting or government regulation, just a bunch of stuff that is important to us business owners. And 92% of the people we talked about, huh? What? So couldn't agree more. Find a group of people that are good people and going through what you're going. So just that ability to have those conversations not only make the journey go faster, but just a crap ton more pleasant and less lonely. Like at least you guys have each other. Like a lot of entrepreneurs out there by themselves just like trying to figure this thing out. So all right, guys, gals, that was awesome. If you want more of this kind of help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have a ton of talking about community. We have a Facebook group. It's got like 15,000 owners of cleaning companies. So you don't have to do this alone. Hundreds and hundreds of podcasts with me, guests like Tosh and Brian. Really everything you need to get is at growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't think there's a single thing for sale there. It's all just free, just exactly what we talk about. And some of you will be like, oh my gosh, I love it. I need more. And you'll reach out to us and we'll see if we can help you. But growmycleaningcompany.com has all the free stuff. Check it out. And share stories. Let us know what's working. Let us know what's not. And let us know what we can do to help you all more. Appreciate it. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.